The main news this lunchtime is that the Fine Gael leader Simon Harris has been elected Taoiseach by the Dáil in the last half an hour by 88 votes to 69. He will shortly make his way to Áras an Uachtaráin to receive his seal of office from President Michael D. Higgins. Let's get more political reaction to today's developments. I'm joined from our Dáil studio by Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson, Piers Doherty. A very good afternoon to you, Deputy, and thanks
good
for talking to us on the programme.
In his
first remarks there as Taoiseach, Simon Harris appeared to reach out to parties across the Dáil, including those of you in the opposition, to work together to tackle some of the problems we face. What kind of response are you going to get to that invitation?
Well, look, Brian, if you wanted another example of how you know that Fine Gael is out of ideas, that's just in that comment. Look, this is the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, who's thrown in the towel. The deputy leader has thrown in the towel. We've got about another dozen of the parliamentary party who are thrown in the towel in this election. And what we get now in terms of the rearranging of the deck chairs is just more of the same. Like, if you were listening to Simon Harris there, he plans to do in 10 months what Fine Gael couldn't do in 13 years when he himself was in government as a minister sitting around the cabinet table for 8 of those years. So there's a lot of promises, but we're well used to that from Leo, from Simon Harris. We've heard his promises to children and the families with scoliosis. We've heard his promises about holding people to account for the overrun in the children's hospital when he was minister for health. We've heard many other promises that he's made down throughout the years, and they come and they go. So, you know, what we needed today was real change. What we needed today was a general election. What we needed today was somebody, if he genuinely wants to lead this country, somebody who had the guts to go to the public and say, I want a mandate. Give me a mandate for 5 years. Here's my vision. He doesn't have the guts to do that. And that's what he should be doing today.
He now has the mandate of the Dáil, of those of you who are elected to our national parliament. That's his mandate for however much longer this government lasts.
He's a temporary caretaker, Taoiseach. And as I said, somebody, you know, when the last time when Fianna Fáil were trying to hold on to power back in 2010, when they were rearranging the deck chairs at that time, the Leo Varadkar stood up on the Dáil and said that the government should seek a mandate from the people for the next 5 years. And that's exactly what they should have done that time in 2010. That was when the last time when Micheál Martin was in government. Actually, a time, because I heard his lectures to Sinn Féin today, a time when I had to take him to the High Court himself and his cabinet colleagues, where they were found guilty by the High Court for breaching the constitutional rights of the people of Donegal because they wouldn't have an election, a by-election at that time. But so, look, listen, it's very clear here. This is a government who, and particularly a party who's running afraid of the people. Why are they running afraid of the people? Because look at the shambles they have made over the housing crisis. They have created a crisis where we have rents at runaway prices, where houses have never been the highest in their life, and we have 4,000 children waking up this morning in emergency accommodation, and it gets worse every day under Fine Gael's watch.
Piers Doherty, Sinn Féin, we'll leave it there. No doubt much more reaction to today's developments in the course of the day, but moving on.